Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
We're bringing the big bucks. Mama's got coin, they got coin. And Mama's. And when I tell the story, it's always clear to me. How can Pinchas do never have to broken the heat? How can he snap so much? Once from the Mount Ganesta came, Gam Kavoyne look at the type. They helped him carry all the Shachmanas from the grocery store. And he passes by. And children's wear. The things about my children. Mel was ashamed to walk in the street. He walks in, he says, Kippurim! Have a wife and 7 children. They're ashamed to walk on the street. Always they give me a book leather for the kinder. Ah, I was to ask him all the day what's their favorite color. Don't ask. And this time, I don't even know if the Yanova could carry so much, but Mamish began Chavoyin as Ochel Atayv. Anyway, Pinchas comes home. And everybody knows, you and I know, when Pinchas would come home every morning, he would be ashamed to say good morning to his children, because he doesn't bring any food with him. The children are so hungry. So he sits in the corner and doesn't say anything. For the first time in their life, Pinchas walks in, and this time you have to yell at every shmaim. He walks in and he says, good morning! And he says to them, children, I want you to know something. The truth is, until this minute, I was not such a good father to you. But from now on, if the Heilige Magid bless me, from now on, I'll be a good father to you. Peter says to his holy wife, I'm so sorry, I was not such a good husband to you. The Holy Magid bless me, from now on. He says, the first thing, children, I'll teach you how to say good Purim. Because the Holy Magid, the Heilige Lisa Magid, taught me how to say good Purim. He says, children, line up. I'll teach you how to say good Purim. Good Purim! The Heilige Magid is sitting by the Suda, and suddenly the Magid says, shh. I just heard a voice in heaven. Kuchabriya Hashem just saying to the Malachim, I want to hear Yisrael Yid is teaching his children how to say goodbye. So this is an historic story. The day after Purim, Pinchas walked into the richest man in Koshnitz, and he says, won't you know that the Heilige Rebbe blessed me? This is Kifus, this is Lancet Purim. I want you to give me 10,000 rubles, and I'll give it back to you in 4 weeks. Kept his word, gave it back in 4 weeks. There's one millionaire out there. And anybody who knows about the history of Chassidus, you know, the Kodesh HaMagid, the Lublina, and the Mendel Gimenover, who paid for all the Shabboses. Well, thousands of chassidim come over Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Who pays for everything? Pinchas was the bank of the three tzaddikim. I'm just giving out. He must have been downing very strong shachas and purim, you know, this morning. Anyway, this is the most unbelievable story in the world. If some of you know, at that time, the peasants in Poland make an uprising. But you know what the Russian government always said? They said to them, we want to be good to you. But the Jews squeezing out your blood, right? Remember, the brochen Yidden. They say, if you have nothing to eat, because the Jews take away your work, the Jews take away your money. So the peasants got together, thousands of peasants, and not for one little pogrom. Mamish to kill all the Yidden in Poland, as simple as it is. And it was Gefella, because everybody knows in those days the police wouldn't protect them and go. So Pinchas heard that all the peasants are getting together in the forest, and they have their meeting how to organize the killing of the Jews. Like the ultimate solution. But Mamish, since the market blessed him, was at Kifis of Thorn. So it's not to be believed, it's Kifis. Pinchas went into the forest all by himself. He would endanger the life of another Yid. They couldn't believe. Suddenly the door, I mean in the forest, a Yid comes with a long beard and pears. Says, I want to talk to your elder there. I don't know what his name was. Nobody knows what he said. But Pinchas had told him, Mamish, we Yidden, we suffer the same way as you, maybe even more. We are your best friends, not the Russian government. And because of Pinchas, the army could have been another Khmelnytsky, has shown them. The Pinchas of Mamish acquired by Atzmai. So once your friends want to bless you, I told this story of Mamish all over the world. And sometimes people call me up on Purim, they yell, Mamish, Gevalt, the Sefer Olam, the Ad Sefer.
Good Purim!
Good. Can I tell you one more good story? Also a public story. I'm sure you know it, but anyway, it's good to sing it together. In the time of the Heilige Rabdonis of Dinovan, the son of the Heilige Bnei Soska, he also heard that the peasants are contemplating or deciding that on the second night of Pesach, they'll all get together. And you know, Pesach, every Yid is in the house and don't have to look for them. Everybody's in the house. And Mamish has to show them the Hashmi Falak. And he also heard that the night of the Purim Suda, they have their last meeting somewhere in the Kretschmer, and all the Gedolei Olam of the peasants get together, all the rabbis, and they decide what to do. Okay, you know, dinner, Gevalt, Either for Yisham Gemalt, the heading of David Zinneman. And there was so much music, you see them were dancing, Hapzayada, Gemalt, as they know. But they see him know when there's the Hapzayada Gemalt. About 11:30, the heading of Zinneman says to them, Hebra, are you ready for Machia Samohi? And he starts yelling, Rabbi Mamish, this is Mr. Snedish, here's the money, on the pool. Good. He says, harness the horses, we'll go. Mamish, they get all the wagons and all the musicians, and they sing the whole way, and this cage was maybe just 10, 15 minutes away from the Rabbi's house. And there the goyim are shikah and cursing the Jews. Suddenly the door opens. Suddenly, the heilige Sinnebel, was handels of chassidim, and this music walk in, and before they knew what's happening, every chassid had gehabt, you know, gets breathed out, and they started dancing like crazy. Mamash, lo yehumun ki yisupu. Mamash were dancing, and was singing, and the music was going strong. And suddenly, the heilige Tinever gave a sign, stop. Then everybody got together, and the heilige Tinever was standing in the middle. And the heilige Tinever says to the peasants, let me ask you, I heard that you are hating the Jews. Is that true? You know, everybody says, no, Rebbe, not me, you know. Maybe my neighbor, I don't know, I would never hate the Jews, right? And they look from one there, they're toishing, look from one to the other. But we'd always be the best friends because there was one God. And it was mamish emistik, and mamish swore. Can you imagine the heilige Tinever lifted up their hearts to the highest heaven? And then they start dancing like crazy. Friends, I want to bless you and me. We should live to see this kind of Machias Amalek. The Emes of Machias Amalek. The way the Rabbi Shemot's Machias Amalek. The Nebunim Shal Homan Lom the Torahim Nebrak. Because the Emes of Machias Amalek is, you know, what's the greatest curse you can give to Homan? That is Enik Nach Shalev Lom be the praise and be the Nebrak, right? When I say Boruch Homan, I say, Baruch Hu, you know, I give you the biggest bracha that your enik lach should be chassidus sheyidin, right? I told my friends, I met, it's a whole long story. The enikul, it's a young couple of Germans who got married to each other. His grandfather was the one who gave the Fuhrer the idea of the concentration camps. Concentration camps. And the grandfather of his wife was the one who was in charge of getting the gas from South America. I mean, this is the lowest Amalek in the world, right? I met him in München, and they were already converted. The mamash told me they keep kosher and everything. A few years later, he gave a concert in Tel Aviv. Then at the end of the concert, there's somebody walking in. Looked familiar, but mamash, blonde. Looks like a goy mamash, but long pears. His wife was a shaitl. And they woke up to me and he says to me, do you remember me? And in German, his name was Johann. So he says, you know, I remember you, but not 100%. He says, do you remember Johann from München? I said, yeah, jetzt bin ich Jochen von Lebrach. He's learning in the Gera Keule. And we said, I'm not sure how I'm going to tell him Lebrach. It's not sure how sick to that. It's endless, right? Anyway.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.